This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
When Robert De Niro made Raging Bull and sort of famously gained all of the weight for his role in the Scorsese film, it was a time when American culture really didn't have a complicated relationship to violence. It was, you know, here nowadays in the time of anti-bullying campaigns and the knowledge of concussions and neurological trauma that comes from repeated head injuries, boxing finds itself ultimately at its most sort of at its biggest crisis in terms of popularity as a sport, and because of that, boxing films find themselves in an interesting section. This film, Southpaw, which was made by Antoine Fuqua, who did Training Day, which got Denzel Washington his Oscar, he's a dark filmmaker, makes dark films. And so Southpaw is what you would expect. It's an amazing and an intricately dark boxing movie that features, you know, rock bottom violence, gun, suicide, murder, beatdowns, fight fixing, just all of the elements are there. And Gyllenhaal turns in a tremendous performance. Physically, deserves an Oscar nomination, if not a win, for his ability to transform himself into a great white hope as a fighter. The question is, will he receive the accolades in a society where anti-bullying campaigns and this consciousness of the effects of traumatic violence on athletes and persons is now known? And it's hard to say. If we look at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight of a few weeks ago, then it highlights the paradox of the situation in that the fight was the most profitable fight of all time, and at the same time, the amount of consciousness of the domestic violence of Mayweather and the amount of criticism and the first time we'd ever really seen a concerted effort to sort of boycott a fight. So that... it remains to be seen where that goes.